The state has whittled down its list of potential access options to Gravina Island and Ketchikan. The alternatives include 3 bridge and 3 ferry options, and as KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports, the possibilities range in cost from $16 to $304 million.
Governor Sean Parnell says he has provided DOT with direction on the Gravina Access Project.
I have authorized Commissioner Von Schaben just to move forward looking at 3 bridge options as well as 3 ferry options.
Parnell says his administration has yet to select a preferred alternative.
I wouldn't have asked him to look at 6 options if I was going to pre-select, and that's where we are. I want those options explored, and I want recommendations to come back and facts to come back.
In March, DOT held an open house in Ketchikan detailing 15 potential crossing alternatives, ranging in cost from $463 to $16 million. The alternatives presented at that time included a tunnel, 10 potential bridge designs, 4 ferry options, and a no-build alternative. Gravina Access Project Manager Jim Lowell says the state has since established a financial cap for the project of $305 million.
We're at a point now where we've got a list of alternatives, and now we have a financial cap for the project that we'll use for the screening process. Those alternatives that are above that cap will likely not be considered reasonable, so they'll fall out.
He says the bridge alternatives under consideration range in price from $240 to $304 million.
3 bridge alternatives would be the D1, which is the low bridge by the airport, a C34, which is a new alternative high bridge at the airport, and the F3 alternative that crosses a low bridge over the east channel of Tongass Narrows and a high bridge over the west channel.
He says the ferry alternatives being reviewed would cost anywhere from $16 to $83 million.
G2 is from Peninsula Point to Lewis Point on Gravina Island, north of the current ferry terminal. And G3 is another terminal, and it's down by the Plaza Mall at Bar Point, and then goes across the channel there to a place called Clump Cove, which is just kind of to the south of the airport runway. And then the alternative G4 is new ferry service established at the Charcoal Point facility where the existing terminal is now.
Each ferry alternative includes construction of a 60-passenger waiting facility with restrooms on the Revilla Gagato side. They also call for 2 shuttle vans to carry both pedestrians and their luggage. Lowell says the state should officially wrap up its alternative screening process next month. A draft supplemental environmental impact statement is expected to be completed next winter. The state originally selected as its final alternative a 2-span bridge linking Revilla Gagato, Penick, and Gravina Islands. Former Governor Sarah Palin scrapped that plan in 2007 over concerns about the cost of the project, which was estimated to be around $375 million. That decision led the state to begin the current supplemental EIS process, reevaluating crossing alternatives. With help from Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld, in Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.